Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. And more than money, let's bring another cool show home here. We know, we know there's complexity in terms of all of the different things we talk about. Proper planning, we've talked about health, we've talked about all of these different things, my friend. Which leads me to an interesting question.
Okay.
So we've talked about lots of things and everything but stocks and bonds today. I had an interesting couple of conversations this week, and here is the gist of it. How much information should you be disclosing to your advisors?
Wow, that's a good question.
Right.
I'm biased on the answer, but let's carry on.
No, it was interesting. So I was sitting with a client who was transitioning to us, okay?
So she went from one advisor
yep.
And decided to come
right.
to us.
Right, and so this was early days, and we were talking about certain aspects, and it wasn't about stocks and bonds, certain aspects of her life, the family dynamics, trying to get a profile to help determine
a better understanding of her situation.
Right, strategies.
Yeah.
And she said to me, it's none of your business.
She said what?
She said, it's none of your business.
It's none of your business that
to some of these questions, okay?
Wow, okay.
Right. And I thought, well, you don't need to disclose that. I said to her, you certainly don't need to disclose anything you're not comfortable disclosing. But I said, this, unfortunately, is my business, because to advise you properly, we need to know what we're advising for, right?
Okay.
Goals and objectives.
Gotcha.
And, you know, we had the conversation, and it turned out very well. Okay. But it got me thinking, because I had a similar conversation, wasn't quite as direct as that, another one over the past couple of weeks, and I thought to myself, maybe this is something we should raise, right? Because I think about Andrew on our team as an example, leading the financial planning team,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And if somebody goes through a financial planning exercise to try to help us understand how we're going to advise and achieve their goals, but doesn't disclose everything, what happens?
Well, the numbers don't work. Things don't work out.
Things don't work out. Exactly. So it was an interesting question. So I wanted to raise it, right? Because what happens, right? Why wouldn't people disclose things? People would probably withhold things if they're embarrassed. Maybe they don't trust the person that they're talking to with the information.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be a whole raft of different reasons, but regardless of what those reasons are, what's the impact?
Yeah, yeah. So let's kind of split it in two areas, okay? One is, I don't trust you.
Yep.
So let's use the doctor analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I've been a culprit of this. I have sat down with a doctor and not disclosed everything to them.
Right.
Okay. Because I didn't trust them.
Right.
Yeah, I know they're a doctor.
Right.
But I didn't trust them.
Right.
It's rubbed me the wrong way, so I didn't share everything.
Fair enough.
Get in and get out.
Right.
You know, you get 7 minutes with a doctor in this province, so
right.
you have to leave. Okay. So then I went to another doctor and fully disclosed because there was trust. And then I started thinking, while you were saying this, is why do people, not open up if they're to their advisor? And I think part of it is a trust issue,
right.
but the other part of it is embarrassment,
right.
or fear of judgment.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about it that way, but for sure.
Because I've seen clients of ours say, it's not much, but here's my portfolio.
Right.
Or it's, okay, don't laugh, but this is what I did.
Right.
Or basically, don't judge me.
Right.
And it's amazing to me that people are worried about the judgment of their advisor when they're dealing with them about their financial future.
Mm.
I'm surprised people are judging in the first place about what's happening. And we don't really judge. We just, is what it is. So we just deal with it.
Right. But I think it also speaks to, as I was thinking about this a little bit, I came up to some of those conclusions as well. And you and I have talked about this, as part of a debrief. And but I'm not sure. Part of the conclusion I had, Faisal, was that maybe people just don't understand the implications of all these things, right? So
sure,
wealth is a much bigger conversation than what stocks and bonds you own in this particular account, right? Health is part of the wealth conversation.
Yes.
Right? Legacy and the kids and the family dynamics and how you're going to protect them is part of the
yes.
wealth conversation.
So let me give it from an advisor perspective so our listeners have a better understanding. If you have family dynamics, for example, a dependent child,
right.
adult child,
right.
or you've got a parent who you're help funding for their long-term care needs, or you're...
Well, what about if a child is leading an alternative lifestyle that you don't agree with?
Okay.
Okay. People get embarrassed about that. Somebody's going to judge me. No, no, no. This is an important element of the family dynamics for planning and protecting that child.
Correct.
Right?
And so when we have these different, I'm going to call them issues or concerns that are part of a person's life, it gives me as an advisor more understanding of how we should handle the financial and wealth management going forward.
Right.
Where do we dedicate our assets? How do we protect? Where do we make sure that we've got the right support that you need?
Yep.
Basically, I have an idea of the full gambit of resources that we may need, like
right.
legal or medical or
right.
tax or whatever it may be.
Correct.
So we can bring in the right resources to meet what your needs are.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, when the markets are volatile and people are or are not making money, they sit down with you and they have a concern. But the concern isn't the portfolio. It's everything around the portfolio is being impacted.
Right.
Because that entire goal was not shared with the advisor at the time. And that causes more anxiety.
Right.
May have emotional reactions that are not the right way of doing things that can actually really impact or hurt the individual, the family.
Yeah.
So I think when we're opening up, we need to kind of be aware that the more the advisor knows, the more that they can actually dial in. Assuming that advisor is an advisor and not from a wealth management perspective, not just an investment advisor and talking about investments.
Right. Yeah, I think that's an important, and that was sort of part of what you and I had talked about, you know, after these couple of experiences when I raised it with you is I think our industry is in a bit of an evolution, right? I mean, you go back 35 years, this was about, you know, buying and trading individual securities, stocks, or bonds maybe, right? And it's now evolving into a total wealth management, particularly at this stage of life, like the stage that we talk about in retirement, okay, has all of those complexities attached to it. They become relevant to the conversation.
You know, Dave, there's still advisors out there that just talk about the investments and the economy, and that's it.
Right.
They don't have these deep conversations about what's the overall objective goals of your money, what's your lifestyle look like, what is your biggest anxiety or issues that you have personally.
Right.
Like, they're not having these kind of conversations. That's why they come to us.
Right.
Right. They're telling us that our advisors are not having this conversation.
Yeah.
So that's where I think an individual needs to assess, is there their money guy, money gal, talking just about money or talking about more than money?
Right, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, nice.
Right? And so I think that's where, if the assessment is they're talking just about money, then you need to have that conversation with them that I'm not going to disclose everything to you because we're just having that conversation about money.
Or you need to consciously know you've made those decisions.
Yes.
And then not have an expectation that person or team can do something beyond that.
Great point.
Right? So I think you can choose whatever experience you want as a client, and whether it's a client or a patient of a doctor, of a lawyer, of an accountant, or of a wealth manager, right? You pick that experience, but I think you have to be very clear about what you're going in, what expectation you're going in with. Because when I had this conversation with this gal, and I said, listen, you don't need to disclose anything to me if you don't want.
Okay.
I just need to educate you about what expectations you should have on what the output can be.
Yeah.
Right? If I don't know a bunch of this stuff, then I am limited to this silo of information. I will make decisions and advice based on that. And you can't come back later and say, hey, you should have known this. I can't read your mind.
Yeah, for you and me, I'll use the analogy again of the doctor. That's like you sitting down with a doctor and saying, only assess my leg. I'm not going to tell you anything else about the rest of my body.
Right.
So, it doesn't work that way.
Right. And you made an important point. I think a lot of it, I mean, there could be a whole bunch of reasons. A lot of it could be based on trust. Think about if you're not disclosing, is that a conscious choice that you're limiting the input and limiting the advice, or is there something behind that going on? I think that's really, really important for the overall experience. We got to wrap this up, however. Let's remind everybody about our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, on Tuesday, March 26th at 8:30 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. Give us a call to register, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. You can access any of our past segments on morethanmoneyradio.com or have them directly delivered to you. All you have to do is search for More Than Money CHQR on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition here on 770 CHQR.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.